Thank you. My name is Robert Clegg, and I live in Hudson. In addition to a career working in construction and development, I've also served in the New Hampshire House of Representatives and was elected to the New Hampshire Senate, where I served as a majority leader. I'm pleased to speak in full support of the Northern Pass project as proposed. First, I think it's important that the Department of Energy recognize that this project is fully supported by the New Hampshire's energy policy and climate change policies. As you're probably aware, the New Hampshire Climate Change Action Plan describes in detail the need for importing Canadian hydroelectric power and fully encourages this development to move forward. This action received broad support from various interests, including corporations and environmental groups such as the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests. Knowing that groups like the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests played such an important role in setting the stage for the Northern Pass to be brought forward should provide great assurance to many citizens of the environmental benefits this project will bring to our state. As we all know, energy development has impacts. However, the proposed Northern Pass does a great job of minimizing those impacts. Northern Pass utilizes existing rights of way where property rights are already established. These rights of way are already cleared and maintained and currently host multiple power lines. To simplify, Northern Pass proposes to recycle an existing transmission right of way for the new line. This is exactly what good development should propose. To suggest that this project should clear-cut new rights of way, dig up a trench through environmentally sensitive areas is simply environmentally irresponsible, in my opinion. Frankly, it's disappointing to hear people propose such devastating approaches. Compare the Northern Pass's proposal to recent wind power projects, such as the Groton Wind. While the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests played an important role in the development of both Groton Wind and Northern Pass, the similarities end here. As we have seen, wind development involves massive excavation of our state's mountaintops and placing 400-foot towers on the peaks of mountains to produce intermittent energy. In many cases, these towers can be seen for up to 40 miles away. I would encourage the DOE to approve the Northern Pass project and its use of existing rights of way and industrial forest land for its route. This is exactly the kind of thoughtful development New Hampshire and the federal government should encourage and support. Thank you.